It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt. And one of the things I like to do once in a while is get some friends in, bands, musicians, to hear a couple of songs, maybe stripped down and a bit of a conversation. The guys in Stars I've known for a few years now, and they just played the Mayan Theater last night. They've got a new album called The North. We're going to talk to Amy and talk from the band in a few moments' time. But first up, here's the title cut of the album. It's The North by Stars here at KCSN.
It's so cold in this country. Every road home is long. He had a map that he bought for the price of a song. He had a reason to go there and a warm place to stay. And when it came time to leave, it was never the right day. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. There was a girl who he married, and he left far behind. He couldn't picture her face now. It was like he was blind. Up at 5 in the morning, and every breath was a storm. It's so cold in this country, you can never get warm. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Disappearance, it's a real mystery. Is he asleep in the snow? And does he feel free? There's a person he once was in a place far away. It's so cold in this country, October in May. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Oh, good luck, bad luck, survival. Sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Good luck, bad luck, survival.
It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt. Thanks for listening to us this morning. I hope you've been enjoying the show. And I like to have bands drop by and play a couple of songs. And a couple of guys who I've known for a few years are in the studio this morning. They actually played last night. The band is Stars, and we've got Amy and Talk with us. First of all, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Harcourt, and congratulations on your new venture.
Welcome to the new digs.
Yes, it's kind of classy in here. It's very clean.
I know.
All you people must be very clean who work at this radio station.
We got to dirty it up a little bit.
I'm sure. Give it a year or two. You'll get some grunge happening.
Now that I'm here every morning, I think we can figure that out.
I can tag the wall before I leave.
Would you? Yeah. That would be awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the new album, obviously. It's how long have you guys been together now? 12 years or something?
12 years. 12 years, yeah. The first time we met you was when we put out Night Songs in 2000, year 2000, yeah.
Amazing.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, indeed. How many albums is that now then?
That's our 6th album.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And obviously things just keep moving for you guys.
They do.
You go through the cycle, I know, and you have side projects. And Amy, didn't you just do something fairly momentous?
Yeah, I had a baby.
Yeah.
So last year.
Took a little while away.
Yeah, but you know, I toured with her, up until I was 8.5 months pregnant. I toured all of across America, and so that was great. She's really obsessed with hip-hop. She loves the bass and drums, so I think that's got to be something from in utero, just hearing Patty and Evan go at it every night.
I was going to ask you, you know, both of you obviously parents, and me too, and how that perhaps changed you as writers. Does that inform any of the material on the new album?
For sure, for me, definitely. There's a couple songs, like Backlines, for instance, which we're going to play for you today. It's really a song about postpartum anxiety, because people don't really, you hear about postpartum, but it's always in this sort of very dramatic, it's got to be depression, and it's like terrible, and you want to, you know, and I think that there's a lot that's not talked about, which is just, you can have this incredible anxiety. I mean, it's not just the fact that you have this new person you have to take care of, but it's also complete, your hormones are just all twisted up and around each other. And I went back to work after she was 8 weeks. I did my first show and started making the record when I was just like 3 weeks before she was born. We started writing the album. So it was all part of the process, was she was in the middle of this. It was never take a break and go away for a while. It was constant with her. So definitely it informed a lot of the
hormone
writing.
Rock.
Hormone. Yeah.
It's a new genre.
Well,
I don't feel like it has, particularly for me, because I'm such an inherently dishonest person emotionally that I'm unable to admit that anything I write really has anything to do with me, even though I'm totally self-deluded. There is one line in
the theory
of relativity that goes, "Don't be scared, they will do things we never dared." And I think that's an idea that hadn't occurred to me before, you know, that my kids are going to do things that I would never have had the strength or the imagination to do. And that's really one of the most beautiful things about being a parent, is suddenly realizing, wow, I've actually met someone who's, you know, a lot better than me and is going to do a lot greater things than me. So,
well, you have those hormones going on anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly hormonal, as you can see. I'm highly flushed. You can't see that on the radio right now, but I am getting a hot flash up the yin-yang right now.
So, as you're sort of 6 albums in at this point, when you look back on your career, as you're operating in a very different environment, obviously, with the music industry. No, I mean, music's free, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I mean, albums are now promotional tools. That's what they are.
Exactly. So how do you guys then survive as a band? I mean, obviously you go out and you tour and you're successful in that, and you fill fairly big rooms across the country and Canada, but how does a band, even a band with a legacy of, you know, a dozen years, operate in today's environment?
You know, I really think that is a daily question that everyone involved in the music business is asking themselves. And I mean, you know, you have your friends. I mean, you, Nick, have been a big part of keeping our career going. I'd say you're one of the 3 or 4 biggest influences on us continuing as a band because of your support of us. But, you know, a lot of it is, I think Amy's amazing at knowing where the bodies are buried financially and at keeping us disciplined and keeping us on point.
Right.
And we made some decisions a while back that I think were prudent and smart and kind of keep us in a place where we may not be driving around in Maseratis, but we're making a living as musicians. And it's a complicated business now, you know. I feel true sorrow for a lot of the great young bands I know, trying to think about how they're going to work their way into a situation where they're making a living is really hard to conceive of. And I mean, I think that ultimately it comes down to forming close relationships with the people who listen to your music. And like any other business, whether you're running an ice cream shop or whatever it is, you put out quality product, you stay true to what you believe in, and you retain a relationship based on trust and on giving something that's worth paying for, you know, on some level, whether it's the show, whether it's a piece of merch, or whether it's the record. You know, you just have to really get close to the people who are willing to support you. And I think that's true across the board with art, whether it's theater, books, all these things now are falling prey to the digitization of information. And ultimately, it comes down to human relationships. You just have to form human relationships with the people who are willing to spend a little bit of their hard-earned cash on art, you know?
Well, this is a very different way of us doing it. I've never actually had you do an acoustic session for us before.
Yeah, no, that's right. We always come in guns blazing, as it were.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear the other version of it as well. And you just mentioned Backlines, which we're going to hear now, a very different version of that song.
But one of my favorite things in the world is Amy's voice unadorned. It's truly a lovely gift.
She has a beautiful voice, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's great to see you guys.
It's such a pleasure, Nick, and congrats on this wonderful new thing.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun.
I hope you get some sleep. You know, you gotta mornings.
I'll sleep when it's done.
You know, sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, all that stuff. All right. Well, listen, again, Stars, our guests, and the album is called North. This is Backlines, and it's gonna wrap up our show as well. So till the top of the hour, and I'll get up again early tomorrow morning. We'll see you then. It's 88.5 KCSN. Here's Stars.
Ladies and gentlemen, this year's song is called Backlines.
One, two. Pull me in, you take me down, and what you want is what I love. The colors of the road that lead me home to love. One, two, too many times you took to trip me up. Now that I know it's all you want, it's still never enough. I'm calling on my back lines, climbing from the battle to the other side. If courage is alive, why? I'll see it in your eyes.
Think they know how to keep a choke on you, but you've got power pressure when I have too much to lose. The stakes are high, my mind is twisted, and the pressure's up. At 4 o'clock awake, my head more dizzy than a flood. I'm calling on my back lines, climbing from the battle to the other side. If courage is alive, why? I see it in your eyes. Running from the battle to the other side. If living isn't hard, why? I'll see it in your eyes. I'm calling on my back lines. I'm crawling from the battle to the other side. If living isn't hardwired, I'll see it in your eyes. I'm calling on my back lines. I'm hiding from the shadow, leave the rest behind. If courage is alive, wired, I'll see it in your eyes.